that powerful animal. They come to your gate and they want through it, they just go through it.
Do the farmers around here, the cattle raisers, still brand their animals to identify them?
Some of them do, yeah. Some of them aren't. Most of them do what's called tattooing in the air. I think now, and I believe that more of them in this kind of raised unbranded than is branded. Because they kept on little pastures, you know, 200-300 acres. You see them all the time, all that sort of stuff. And the cattle is kept under close watch now anyhow, because we got too much insects with them. You bother with a thing called lumpy jaw. You got to watch that. They get a big jaw, it's caused from worms is what it is. They got to be doctored from that. And we got the old timey ear tick, the deer tick gets in the ear. We got that back here now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll fill the animal's ear up. They'll go to a tree or something, they just rub that and they rub it all to pieces and things. And the only way to get them out is go get one of these here bums, they call them, spray outfit. You spray it in there just a time or two, and it'll kill every one of them little old ticks in there, they'll fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to watch them because they'll come back again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the stomach worm, and they have various other kinds of things. And one of the main things you got to look at is vaccinating for blackleg.
Mm-hmm.
Calves. And then various other kinds of disease. They got where now, why, you vaccinating, giving them shots for some kind of disease, something that kind all the time. It ain't like it was 40, 50 years ago. The only thing you had to watch for then was those screwworms. But now, very seldom you have a case of screwworms, they kill them out. But you got all this other stuff to contend with, these late kinds of things that come along, late years, to contend with. Makes an awful lot of work. You got to have a bunch of cattle you can put in a pen and handle them, spray them and all such stuff as that, where that's concerned with the ticks and the flies.
Do you have to get a veterinarian to do all that for you?
You can do that spraying yourself, and most of that vaccination, but some of it, you got to have a veterinarian. In other words, at least on the start off the outfit, you need a veterinarian to show you how to do the job and everything of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn from a veterinarian, why, you can pretty well handle it yourself if you're able to work and wrestle with the cattle.
Yeah. Can I give you a hard time?
Some of them do give you a lot of hard time. And I used to help the veterinarian vaccinate and test for bangs and all that stuff, you know, brucellosis and all that. And we had a thing we called a tong. We'd walk up an old cow, stick it in the nose, and tighter, the harder she pulled, the tighter it was in her nose.
Mm-hmm.
You pull them up to a tree or post and they get the blood out of this, and then to make that test with, then we turn them loose.
Mm-hmm.
If they tested out all right, well, all right. If they didn't, they tested out bangs, well, people had to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
During that bangs eradication outfit here, you know, we had so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to test the cattle. Boy, when that happened, they'd run to work. And when the country gets where they neglect spraying and tending to, the cattle, where they get loaded with ticks again, they have to dip. And that's work, because you got to round everything up about every 15, 16 days and dip it in the back and get you out of the ticks.
Mm-hmm.
That tick business is a problem.
Yeah.